281首。281首。再回来看路加福音。
Let us come back to the book of Luke.
啊，路加福音主要是描写耶稣是一个人。
Luke describes Jesus as human.
啊，所以他有家谱。
Therefore, he has a genealogy.
啊，在家谱里面把人跟神连在一起。
In the genealogy, God and man are put together.
亚当就是神的儿子。
They are connected as son and father.
所以人本来就是神的儿子。
Men were.From the beginning, sons of God.
但是人选择离开神。
But man decided to forsake God.
这个就变成浪子。
And therefore they became lost sons.
所以在浪子的比喻里面，这个浪子离开父亲最重要的原因是自由。
The main reason for which the lost son departed from his father was freedom.
啊，所以如果没有神，什么都可以做了。
So without God, anything is permissible.
哦，所以大家都想自由。
So everyone wants freedom.
但是离开天父的自由，到最后让人愁苦起来。
But away from the freedom of the Father, the result is anguish and pain.
穷苦起来。我们看第四，十五章，路加福音十五章。
It is poverty. Let us turn to Luke chapter 15.
十四节。
Verse 14. Chapter 15, verse 14. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
这里地方说，他们就穷苦起来。
It says that they began to be in lack.
那穷苦起来，第一个。要去放猪啊。
So when this want started, he started to take care of the swine.
那第二个要吃猪吃的东西啊。
Secondly, he had to eat from the feed of the swine.
那第三个，他说：“我在这里到饿死吗？”十七节。
Thirdly, verse 17, he says, "Should I perish with hunger here?"
所以人离开神的结果是什么
？So what is the consequence of departure from God?
就是贫穷。
It is poverty.
虽然物质很丰富
although materially speaking, there might be abundance.
人的心灵很空虚
The hearts of men are emptied out.
那第二个就是要去看猪
And secondly, he had to take care of the swine.
这个猪是不洁净的
The swine are unclean animals.
所以人离开神以后
When people depart from the presence of God,
我们人那个尊贵的身份就没有了
Our honorable status and identity is lost.
变成要去看猪啊
We turn into a swine caretakers.
那儿子的身份就没有了。
And our sonship vanishes.
活在罪里面。
For we live in the midst of sin.
又脏又臭的。
We are smelly and filthy.
那第三个就是他觉悟我会死的。
The third step is the realization of one's imminent death.
父亲以后。
After departing from the father.
到最后结果就是死亡。
The son realized that he would die in the end.
所以这个浪子的结果是绝对是不好的。
Therefore, the consequence and outcome of the lost son is not favorable in any sense.
那他回来以后，父亲就找他，接受他。
When the lost son came back, the father accepted him.
这个叫做爱。
He received him, and this is love.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
父亲没有想说，这个浪子把他财产都用完了。
The father never even considered that the son spent all his money.
他只觉得这个小孩子无病无灾回来就很高兴了。
He was simply relieved for his son returned unharmed and unfettered.
所以天父的爱是大过我们所能了解的。
The father's love surpasses everything that we can imagine.
好，那另外一个哈，再找找看。迷失再找回来的在哪里
And so what is the second record in the book of Luke about being lost or lost?
又找回来
Lost and found.
当然在十五章里面还有两个比喻
Of course, if you read on chapter 15, there are two further parables.
失羊的比喻
The parable of lost sheep.
有一只羊走迷了
There was a sheep that got lost.
就把九十九只放下来
And so the shepherd left the 29 behind.
去找那一只
I went to search for that single sheep.
这个就是表示我们地方教会 有的很多的信徒其实信仰都很稳固了。
This tells us that in the local churches, many members have a firm faith already.
所以你暂时把它撇在一旁，也不会迷失。
So if you cast them aside for a little while, they would not be lost anyway.
用这个时间功夫去找那个迷失的。
And we invest the resulting time in looking for the sheep that are lost.
那第八节开始哈。
Starting from verse 8,
就是在讲失落的钱。
We have lost coin.
他就一直去找
The coin was searched for again and again.
就欢喜
快乐 And when it was found, the owner rejoiced.
对，罪人悔改在神面前也是这样。
This is the joy that occurs when a sinner turns back to God.
十九章哈
，Chapter 19.
十九章在讲这个税吏撒该啊。
19 talk about Zacchaeus, tax collector.
他为什么会迷失
？Why was he lost？
因为这到第四节哈，主耶稣说，人子来是寻找拯救迷失的人。
And the reason I say is lost is verse 10. It says, For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost.
这是指着找到撒该。
And this refers to Zacchaeus.
他为什么迷失？
Why was Zacchaeus lost?
前面浪子是为自由，那后面撒该是为什么？
The lost son was lost because of freedom. How about Zacchaeus? Why was he lost?
Yeah, 为钱。
Yes, it's for riches, for wealth.
所以他是税吏长，他是财主。
He was a chief tax collector. He was a wealthy person.
Oh.但是人怎么看他
？But how do people regard him？
人怎么看他
？How did people see him？
第七节，大家怎么看他
？Verse seven. How did people see him？
把他当作罪。
They considered him a sinner.
为什么
？Why？
他用很多不合法的方法来多收很多的税。
He used illegal means to collect additional undue tax.
所以虽然钱很多。没有人喜欢他。
So although he was wealthy, no one liked to be with him.
所以他的一生就是积攒钱财。
So his life consisted in accumulating wealth.
就是这个就是迷失的。
And this is to be lost.
所以现在为什么很多人会迷失
？Why is it that today many people are likewise lost?
因为他人生只有一个目标。
It is because of the goal of their life.
赚钱。
To make money.
把钱比神还重要。
Money is more important than God.
为了赚更多钱，到最后信仰就迷失了。
And in order to gain more wealth, their faith is lost in the end.
那这样讲起来也是很可怜的。
This is also quite unfortunate when we think about it.
因为人如果活着为着钱，这是很可怜。
If we live for the sake of money, that is quite sad.
断气了，什么也带不走。
When we expire, there is nothing that we bring with us.
换小孩子在享受。换小孩子在享受，赚的钱，你小孩子在享受。
The money, the hard money that we gain is being spent by our children.
我们什么也带不走。
And there is nothing that we ourselves take with us.
好，那这个撒该啊，要怎么来看主耶稣
？So how does this Zacchaeus came to see Jesus?
他为什么看不到主耶稣
？Why was he unable to see Jesus in the beginning?
两个原因哈。
There are two reasons.
第一个人多。
One because of the multitude.
第二个他身材很矮。
Second because of the short stature.
所以就看不到主耶稣。
And therefore he was unable to see Jesus.
但是他心灵很空虚啊。
But he was very empty in his spirit.
希望能够看到大家讲那个主耶稣到底是怎么一回事。
He wanted to behold that Jesus who the multitude spoke about.
结果他怎么样
？So what did he do?
爬到树上去。
He climbed onto a tree.
你有没有看过一个当大官的爬到树上去
？Have you ever seen a high official climbing to the top of a tree?
除了撒该我没有看过。
Not sure if Zacchaeus is a similar scene.
这个在讲什么？
What does this all tell us?
当我们一个人很渴望主耶稣的时候
，When we truly thirst for Jesus Christ,
我们会找理由来看看他。
We will find an excuse to come see him.
所以找原因呢
？Not an excuse, but rather a reason.
当我们一个人不喜欢主耶稣的时候
，When we do not like Jesus Christ,
我们会找借口。
We find excuses.
所以撒该他如果对主耶稣没有渴望的心呢、人这么多、我这么矮，走了，回家了。
So if Zacchaeus wanted to find an excuse, it would be easy. There's so many people. I'm so short. I'll going home.
但是他虽然人这么矮，人这么多人，他很想见，所以还有一棵树爬上去吧。
But even with a multitude, even with a short stature, he saw the tree and climbed up on it.
跟这个一样嘛 ，NATS
The same thing would apply to coming to NATS.
啊，诸位为什么会来
？Why are you all are you all here？
我想很多人都很多困难。
I think that many of you came with many difficulties on hand.
但是可想要来亲近神。
But because you thirsted the closeness to God.
找到一棵树爬上去了，今天就来了。
You found a tree and climbed up here.
克服了困难就来了。
You overcame your troubles and succeeded.
那有的人不想来，别人就鼓励他，就一直找借口。
Some people don't want to come. People encourage them to come to NATS, and they give all type of excuses.
所以今天他们不在这里啊。
That is the reason they are not here with us.
我很矮啊，人这么多，借口很多。
I'm so sure. So many people. There are many possible excuses.
做圣工也是一样啊。
The same thing applies to holy work.
如果很想做圣工
，If we truly want holy work,
小孩子很多也可以做圣工。
Even with a bunch of kids, we can still work for God.
我们有没有看过？
Have we seen this?
带小孩子来教会做圣工。
People who bring their children to do holy work.
但如果你不想做圣工
，But if you do not want to do holy work in the
beginning, 孩子是最好的借口。
Then your kids become your prime excuse.
我小孩子这么小，叫我做圣工。
Oh, I have kids. They are so young. Don't tell me to do anything.
所以这是告诉我们哦，想做就有理由去做。
So this tells us where there is a will, there is a way, there is a reason.
不想做就有借口不做。
Where There is unwillingness. There are excuses.
但是最重要是我们内心对主耶稣有没有渴慕。
So what matters is whether we have the thirst for Jesus inside of us.
到他见到主耶稣以后啊，他改变了。
When Zacchaeus met Jesus, he changed.
第八节
，verse 8.
他要把一半给穷人。
Here it says that he wanted to give half of his goods to the poor.
那骗谁就还他四倍。
If he deceived anyone, he would be paid fourfold.
如果撒该真的这样做哦，怎么样？
If Zacchaeus truly did as he mentioned, he would be bankrupt.
对不对？一半啊，给穷人，就一半就没有了。
So half to the poor, that is 50% gone.
啊，骗的还他四倍。
For those who deceive, he would pay a fourthfold.
破产了。
This is an immediate bankruptcy.
但是当他认识主耶稣以后
，But when he came to know Jesus,
他知道良心最公义最重要了。
He learned that righteousness and justice is what matters.
什么是公义
？What is justice?
就是做神认为对的事情。
What is righteousness? It is to do that which the Lord considers correct and proper.
如果有公义，就有平安。
If there is justice or righteousness, there is peace.
因为有公义，就有神同在。
Because with righteousness, there is the abundance of God.
这个最重要。
This is what matters.
财产多少不重要啊。
How much wealth, how much riches, this does not matter.
有神同在，生活就不会有问题。
With the abundance of God, there will be no problem in our daily living.
所以路加福音里面可以看出两个迷失的重要原因，一个是为自由，一个是为钱。
Therefore, in Luke, we see the two main reasons why people are lost. It is freedom and wealth.
今天日光之下没有新事。
Under the sun, there is nothing new.
你看教会里面迷失，也不是为着这样吗？
Look at those who are lost within our church. Isn't it because of the same reasons?
青年人迷失常常是为自由。
The youth are lost oftentimes because of freedom.
中年人迷失常常是为钱。
The middle age are lost oftentimes because of wealth.
我们找工作哈。
When we look for a job.
最重要要考虑什么？三个条件。
What are the three most important things we should consider when contemplating a job?
这个考虑完才考虑公司的配高不高，升迁的机会大不大。
We should consider these three factors before we consider anything to do with pay with benefits.
三个要先考虑。
These three points must be first and foremost in our list.
谁
Any ideas?
讲一下。第一个考虑什么？
First point.
休息安息日就是会不会影响我们的信仰
Number one, whether it will influence our faith.
如果你做了十年信仰破产了，你年薪一百万也没有用。
If you work for 10 years at a company and your faith is bankrupt, no matter if you earn $1 million a year, it's irrelevant.
那第二要考虑什么？
What is the second thing we must consider?
那个就是跟第一个有一样的
就
是跟神的关系。第二个要考虑什么
？Second，
家庭是不是照顾得到
？Whether we can take care of our families。
所以有时候到世界各处跑有时候看到那个信徒啊，为着赚更多钱，把小孩子送回到故乡给他的爸爸妈妈看，我真的是替他捏一把汗啊。
When I travel around the world within the churches, I meet families where the parents send their kids back to their homeland so that the grandparents take care of them. For that, I'm breaking a sweat.
你知道那个阿公阿嬷要看孩子，怎么能够让他安静
？Do you know how grandma and grandpa pacify the kid?
很简单的，给他一个 iPad.
It's easy to just throw an iPad at them.
哦，开电视给他看。
They turn on the TV.
他马上安静了。
And immediately there is quietness.
但是接下来会问题一大堆。
But what follows is problem of the problem.
所以有时候我们在想哦，一个人如果钱少赚一半。
When we think about this, if a person halves their salary,
但是子女的信仰看得守得住。
But instead, they are able to guard and bring up their kids in the faith.
这样有没有价值？
Is this valuable?
有吧。
Yes.
再讲再极端一点。
Let's be a little more extreme.
我们只赚得够用我们每一天的生活。
If we only make a daily living to supply our very basic needs.
然后我子女的信仰。看守得住。
And with the rest of our time, we take care of our kids' faith.
这样值不得？值不值得？
Is this worth it?
值得吧？哦。
It should be worth it.
那再想一个另外一个，我们赚了很多钱。
Let me set another supposition assumption for you. If we earn a lot of money,
但是子女的信仰流失了。
But our children's faith is lost.
这样值不值得
？Is this worth it?
不值得吧？哦。
It is not.
所以我们考虑工作，第二个就是。对我们家庭有没有影响
？This is how we should consider the second point of job search, whether it influences our family in a negative fashion.
那第三个考虑什么
？Thirdly, what else should we consider?
什么？第三个考虑就是健康了。
It is our health.
你如果做下去十年之后，身体会搞垮了，这个工作不能做。
If we are in a job and the job destroys our health and well-being, that job should not have been the right choice.
因为身体是本钱啊。
Because our bodies are capital.
本钱都没有了，你活下去要做什么
？Without capital, what sort of investment can you make in your life?
所以有的很多人哦，年轻时候拼命赚钱，到了老年用赚的钱来保养身体。
So very tragically, some youth work like there is no tomorrow. When they are old, they use their hard-earned money to pay medical bills.
那这三个先考虑了。
Let's think about these three factors first.
再来考虑哦。多少钱争先机会
？And then there's after that come the salary and opportunities for growth.
所以这个撒该哈遇到主耶稣以后，他对钱的观念已经改变。
When Zacchaeus met Jesus, his assessment of money changed completely.
要做神认为对的事情，这最重要。
The most important thing is to do that which God considers right.
所以路加福音在讲主耶稣是人。
The book of Luke talks about Jesus as a man.
然后他出来传道理之前
，before he started his ministry,
主耶稣经历的试探
，Jesus was tempted.
我们看第四章
，Let us see chapter four.
经过试探之后，他才出来传道理。
Only after he was tempted, he came out to preach the gospel.
那这个到底告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us?
我们要传福音了，要先经历考验。
Before preaching, we need to undergo trials.
什么叫做不要贪爱世界
？What is the meaning of do not covet the world?
什么叫不要贪爱世界
？What does do not covet the world mean?
如果我们买一部新车，算不算贪爱世界
？If we buy a brand new car, does that count as coveting the world?
不算吧，
It doesn't, right?
我买一栋房子算不算贪婪世界
？If we buy a house, does it count as coveting the world?
这个算跟不算是要看心态。
Whether it is or it's not has to do with the heart.
圣经说什么叫世界
？What does the Bible describe as the world?
什么叫做世界
？What is the world from the biblical point of view?
约翰一书讲什么叫做世界
？What does First John say that the world is?
对，世界就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life.
那个都是在内心的。
All these things occur in the heart.
贪爱世界是从内心开始的。
The greed and covetous for the world spring from the heart.
那魔鬼在试探我们，就是借着这个三件事情。
When Satan tempts us, it's through these three aspects.
那第一个叫他从石头变成饼。
Firstly, Satan suggests Jesus to convert the stones to bread.
但因为这是魔鬼讲的嘛，就不能照他这样做。
Because this is a suggestion from the devil, he could not do likewise.
那第二个
，Second，
把他带到高山去。
He took him to a high mountain.
万国之给他看。
And pointed the kingdoms of the world at him.
你拜我，这个都给你。
Bow down to me, and this shall be yours.
第三个。
Thirdly,
叫他从殿里面跳下去。
He asked him to jump from the temple.
他也引用圣经啊，主要吩咐是保护你。
Also, referenced in the Bible, and the Lord shall ask his angels, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
那到最后这三个就是在讲肉体的情欲。
And in the end, all of it refers to the lust of the flesh.
欲望超过圣经的范围叫做情欲。
Desires that go beyond the limits of the Bible are called fleshly desires.
你男大结婚，这个不叫情欲。
If a man is of age and he marries, this is not desire, fleshly desire.
因为这是照着道理的范围做。
Because this is within the confines of the truth.
但是跑去同居的，这个就是情欲。
But if they cohabitate, then this is fleshly desire.
因为这已经超过道理的范围。
For this has passed the line drawn by the Bible.
眼目的情欲。
As for the lust of the eyes.
你要看漂亮的风景。
If you want to see beautiful scenery,
这个不叫情欲。
This is not fleshly desire.
欣赏神的杰作。
This is admiring and contemplating the great works of God.
对神有更亲近的感觉。
This is a way to draw close to God in our feelings and emotions.
躲在家里面看色情，这个就是
hide at home and watch pornography, this is the lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
The pride of this life.
买一部新车。
We buy a new car.
买的好的车。
We buy a good car.
所以比较耐用，比较安全，这个不算情欲吧。
If it is safer, if it is more reliable, this is not fleshly desire.
但是如果要借着车子来提升我们的价值。
But if through a car, we try to elevate our own status, our value.
表现我们是有钱的人。
To shout at everyone that we are wealthy, that we made it.
这个叫做情欲。
Then this is
今生的骄傲。
The pride of this life.
这个就是贪爱世界。
And this is coveting the world.
所以不是外表来判断，是从内心人的动机来看。
Therefore, coveting the world is not assessed on the action or the appearance, but rather from the heart and the motivation.
那主耶稣要先胜过世界，他才能够传道理来帮忙别人胜过世界。
Jesus had to overcome the world before he preached the gospel and make the world overcome itself.
所以我们在教会做圣工，我们本身要先胜过世界。
When we work at church, first we must have overcome the world.
没有今生的骄傲。
We need to be devoid of the pride of this life.
没有眼目的情欲。
Be devoid of the lust of the eyes.
肉体的情欲。
Be devoid of the lust of the flesh.
那通过我们做圣工，才能够帮助其他的信徒，也能够胜过世界。
Only then, through our service, we can help our fellow members overcome the world.
所以主耶稣是人，他也要经历试探。
Jesus was a man; he also underwent trials and temptations.
好，那我们现在再想一个问题啊。
So let us think about this other question.
环境比较难。艰苦的比较容易胜过试探，还是环境比较舒服，比较容易胜过试探？
How is it easier to overcome temptation with a harsh environment or comfortable environment?
我要表决一下
Show of hands.
我生活都没有缺乏，这样我就容易胜过试探。
If I live comfortably, it is easier for me to overcome temptation.
就环境很舒服比较容易，还是环境很简单比较容易胜过？
Is it easier when the environment is harsh or when it is comfortable?
你觉得生活比较舒服，比较容易胜过试探的，举手。
If you think it is easier when you are comfortable in a comfortable environment, raise your hand.
Okay, 好，你如果觉得说生活比较单纯，比较简单，容易胜过试探。
If you think it's easier when the environment is hard and more simpler, raise your hand.
好，放下
Okay.
我们现在看历史的事实。
So let us see the historical evidence.
亚当在伊甸园里面。
Adam was in the Garden of Eden.
什么都有
He had everything he needed.
是不是？
Right?
你看到都可以吃啊。
Everything that he saw, he could grab and eat.
亚当有没有胜过试探？
Did Adam overcome temptation?
没有啊。
No.
也其实不是因为亚当，是夏娃。
But it wasn't Adam, it was really Eve.
夏娃很爱亚当啊，是善恶果一吃，哇，这太好吃，一定要给我先生吃。
He loved Adam. She took from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and shared with her husband because it was just good.
吃了两个都死。
They both ate and they both died.
好。那主耶稣在面对试探的时候
，Okay, so when Jesus was facing temptation,
他已经禁食四十昼夜。
He had fasted 40 days and nights.
非常饿。
He was very hungry.
他在旷野什么都没有。
He was in the wilderness. There was nothing at his disposal.
他胜过了。
And he overcame the temptation.
所以有时候不是不是绝对的，但有这个倾向 生活越舒服越难胜过世界。
This is not absolutely true, but the proneness is that the more comfortable we are, the harder it is for us to overpower temptation.
有时候生活比较简单，反而容易专心祷告依靠神。
On the other hand, when our lives are simpler, back to the basics, it's easier for us to pray and rely on God.
比较容易胜过世界。
And therefore, easier to overcome the world.
好，那第五章开始。
Now, starting from chapter 5,
主耶稣就用彼得的船去传讲道理。
Jesus used Peter's boat to preach.
打网了一网的鱼啊。
And then there was a full net of catch.
第六章
Chapter 6.
主耶稣拣选门徒。
Here Jesus elected his disciples.
好，我们现在来看第七章。
Let us see Chapter 7 now.
34节。
Verse 34. Verse 33. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. 34. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
这里讲哦，施洗约翰的生活方式是不吃不喝。
So this is what we have. John the Baptist's lifestyle is neither drinking nor eating.
然后主耶稣来的生活方式又吃又喝。
Jesus' lifestyle when he came is eating and drinking.
那现在请问大家哈。
So let me ask you.
我们做基督徒的生活方式是不吃不喝才对，还是又吃又喝才对
？As Christian, what should be our lifestyle? Eating and drinking, or neither eating nor drinking?
想清楚啊，现在要表决。
So think about it carefully. Show of hands again.
你觉得要不吃不喝才对的举手。
If you think that the right way is neither eating nor drinking, raise your hand.
你觉得要吃要喝的才对的举手。
If you think that the right way is to eat and drink, raise your hand.
这个很容易了解，因为效法主耶稣嘛。
This should have been easy. Just do what Jesus did, right?
好，那我们现在就看哦，当时的世代哦，对这个两种生活方式都有评论了。
Now let us think about this. During that time, there was criticism or assessment toward both type of lifestyle.
好，不吃不喝，他怎么评论
？So what do people say about not eating nor drinking?
被鬼附着，这也不太好。
The assessment
这句话也不太好。
He has a demon. Doesn't sound too good, right?
好，又吃又喝，他怎么评论
？When people eat and drink, what do people say about them?
这是贪食好酒的。
They are gluttons and wine bibbers.
这个也不好啊。
This doesn't sound good either.
所以两面都不讨好。
So neither side is acceptable, it seems.
35节
Verse 35.
智慧之子终以智慧为事。
Wisdom is justified by all her children.
也就是说，智慧，我们是智慧之子嘛，神拣选我们了，要用智慧自己去判断。
That is to say, we, the sons of wisdom, the elect of God, need to assess the situation with our own wisdom.
圣经给我们剩下很多的榜样，我们自己要用智慧去判断。
The Bible lays out several examples to us. We need to assess and discern with our own wisdom.
然后自己有一个答案。
And then come up with an answer on our own.
我们就先来想，
So then let us think.
为什么施洗约翰不吃不喝？
Why is it that John the Baptist does not eat nor drink?
诸位，大家有没有经历过不吃不喝
？Have you experienced not eating nor drinking？
有经历的举手。
If you have, raise your hand。
这么少啊
？Just a few。
今天早上是不是不吃不喝
？This morning you didn't eat nor drink, some of you。
对呀，在这里进食祷告不是不吃不喝吗
？Fasting and praying, that should be not eating nor drinking。
只是时间比较短而已吧。
The only difference is just a short period of time。
所以那个不吃不喝是为什么？
So why do we refrain from eating or drinking?
我们回去不要讲这个 NATS 就强迫我们不吃不喝。
Don't go back and say that NATS we are forced to be food and drink deprived.
没有强迫，你如果要吃还可以去。
It is not mandatory. Even if you eat now, you are still allowed.
这是建议的
This is our suggestion, recommendation.
因为我们一年只有来一个礼拜。
It is just a week in the whole year.
所以早上就禁食。
So in the morning, we suggest and we recommend fasting.
那禁食就是不吃不喝嘛。
And to fast is to neither drink nor eat.
那为什么禁食？
And why do we refrain from eating?
在神面前刻苦己心。
It is to discipline our own bodies.
为着去得能力嘛，过圣洁的生活。
To discipline our hearts to lead a lifestyle of holiness.
好，那什么是又吃又喝？
So what is to drink and eat?
主耶稣在世界传福音。
Jesus preached the gospel in the world.
到婚宴他也去了。
He went to banquets.
税吏的家他也去了。
He went to the houses of tax collectors.
宴乐的场合他也去了。
He went to places of entertainment.
他为什么去？
Why did he go to these places?
为什么去？
Why?
啊，为什么去？啊，对，要去找罪人。
Yes, he went to seek the sinners.
啊，所以他又自由，他不是为着吃喝来，天国这么好，他下来这边吃喝。
So he ate and drank. He wouldn't come to earth to eat and drink with heaven as a comparison.
因为那又自由的场合里面，很多罪人啊，迷失了，需要找回来。
Because where there is eating and drinking, there are sinners that need a way back home.
啊，所以这样我们就了解了。是要吃要喝还是不吃不喝
？So now we have an answer as to whether eat or drink or not eat and not drink.
啊，智慧之子总以智慧为师啊！现在再来表决一下。
Wisdom is justified, all children. Show of hands again.
是要吃要喝还是不吃不喝
？Should we eat and drink or not eat and not drink?
啊，要吃要喝
，eat and drink.
是两个都要还是要吃要喝就好？
So, do we need both or only eat and drink?
对，两个都要，对不对？
Yes, we need sometimes to eat and drink, sometimes to not eat and not drink.
如果我们觉得灵性啊，我最近灵性都不好。
If we feel that we are low in our spirituality.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我在家里都睡不着，一来教会聚会都睡得着。
It is because at home we cannot sleep, at church we pass out right away.
这个就是灵性不太好。
This represents a little problem in our spirituality.
那下一个要怎么解决？
The next question, how do we solve this?
如果你灵性不太好，在教会睡得很好，这个要怎么解决？
Your spirituality is low and you come to church and doze off. How do you solve that?
就是不吃不喝。
It is neither drink nor eat.
就是回家禁止祷告。
That is to say, go home, fast and pray.
那不要学习这个四十昼夜
But do not try to reach for the stars 40 days and nights.
这个四十昼夜是神感动他才这样做。
40 days and nights is a deep movement from God. That is why Jesus did it.
你不要想说我要破主耶稣的记录。
Don't try to break Jesus' record.
还没有破，大概就办丧礼了。
Because before you even reach halfway, it will be a funeral.
要神感动我们，你才四十昼夜。
God needs to touch you. In order to do 40 days and nights.
所以我们讲不吃不喝，一般就是一餐、两餐或者一天就这样。
When we say neither eat or drink, this might be one or two meals, one or two days, and that's about it.
好，那如果我们灵性很好
，If we are very spiritual,
啊，慕道者来
，If our spirituality is good and true seekers come,
我中午禁食祷告，不吃不喝，你们自己去。
Lunch on Saturdays, we just fast and pray. Let the true seeker just be.
你就很难带他了。
Then that is quite a difficult way of leading the true seeker.
慕道者已经来了，就跟他一起吃嘛。
The true seeker is here. Then why not eat and drink and talk over the food?
是不是
？Right.
要找慕道朋友，有时候你要跟他一样。
Sometimes we need to be whatever the true seeker is.
但是跟他一样是有界限的。
But we are conformed to the likeness to a limit.
在圣经的范围之内。
It's within the teachings of the Bible.
也不是说他跳舞，我也跟他去跳。
You cannot say they go clubbing, so you go clubbing with them.
他吸毒，我也跟他吸。为什么？因为我要得到吸毒的。
They take drugs, so you also take drugs in order to gain the drug addicts.
那还没有得到吸毒，你就上瘾了。
Before you even turn them back, you have already been hooked.
大家还要为你戒毒祷告。
People need to pray so that you break your drug addiction.
所以智慧之子要用智慧来判断。
So let the sons of wisdom be justified by their wisdom.
那路加福音里面就有这些属灵的教训。
These are some of the teachings in the book of Luke.
好，在路加福音的最后一章。
In the last chapter of Luke.
这个是所有基督教辅导书里面一定会提到的例子。
There is an example mentioned by every single Christian council and book.
往以马处事的路上。
It's the road to Emmaus.
这个我们看二十四章。
Let us see chapter 24.
二十四章的十三节啊，以马处事离开耶路撒冷有二十五里。
Here is the distance is 25 miles.
英文翻25 miles.
十三节 verse 13 it says which was 7 miles.
7 miles 大概几公里
？How many kilometers is 7 miles?
乘以一点六
，times 1.5.
大概11点，
Just shy of 12 kilometers.
那12公里, 一般在走路,
How many hours would it take to walk 12 kilometers?
或者说 7 miles.
Or 7 miles, if you will.
一个小时半, 那你走很快。
You're fast.
一般在行军, 一个小时4公里。
Normally, at a military marching pace, it's four miles an hour.
所以这个 7 mile 大概3个半小时。
So 7 miles should take 3.5 hours.
不是不是, 4公里, 4, 3, 12, 2个半小时。
It should take 2.5 hours, excuse me.
大概这个距离。
So it's about a distance of 2 hours.
那耶路撒冷在山坡上。
So Jerusalem is on top of the hill.
那以马处是在下面。
Emmaus is at the foot of the hill.
如果你骑脚踏车,
So if you ride a bicycle,
要从以马处骑到耶路撒冷,
I want to ride a bicycle up the slope to Jerusalem from Emmaus, what happens?
气喘如牛。
You are panting like a dog.
因为上坡,
because it is uphill.
那如果要骑脚踏从耶路撒冷到以马处是,
But on the other hand, if you go downslope, downhill from Jerusalem to Emmaus,
是什么? 一路往下滑,
then it is an easy glide down.
那这代表什么?
So what does this represent?
耶路撒冷代表什么?
What does Jerusalem represent?
耶路撒冷有神的殿,
In Jerusalem, there is the temple of God.
所以往以马处是代表信仰往下滑了。Emmaus
then represents your faith going downhill.
那有两个门徒信仰往下滑。There
were two believers who were going downhill.
那现在怎么办?
What to do?
怎么把它带回来?
How to gain them back?
如果有两个信徒, 信仰一直往下滑, 怎么把它带回来?
There are two members that you notice their faith is in decline. What do you do to gain them back?
诸位, 要怎么把它带回来?
Let me ask you, what would you do?
有的信徒就下猛药, 这重病下猛药, 会好就好, 不好就死了。
Some people take radical action, whether they turn back, otherwise they die.
什么是猛药?
What is this radical action?
你如果再不来, 你知道会下地狱,
we tell them, if you don't come, you know that you will be burning in hell.
这个就是猛药,
and this is an ultimatum, it is radical action.
但是我们看主耶稣怎么来带领这两个回来。
Instead, let us see what Jesus did to guide his two disciples back.
路加24章。
Luke chapter 24.
15节。
Verse 15. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
这里讲主耶稣跟他们同行。
Jesus went together with them.
所以, 我们要带领一个软弱的回头, 要跟他同行。
So in order to gain someone who is weak, we need to walk and be with them.
那同行代表什么?
What does going together, walking together mean?
同行指的几件事情。
What does this imply? It implies several things.
第一个,
First,
同行要花时间。
To go together needs a time investment.
你要走到以马处是2.5个小时。
And you need to go to Emmaus to be with someone, you need 2.5 hours journey.
第二个,
Second,
同行表示方向一样。
To go together means same direction.
那这两个代表什么?
And what do these two things represent?
我们如果要带一个软弱的回来, 要花时间啊。
If we want to turn someone weak back, we need to spend time on it.
有时候不是说打电话就,
And I'm not referring to a simple phone call.
要花时间跟他在一起。
We need to spend time together with them.
那现在人很忙。
People nowadays are very busy.
总是找看有没有什么秘诀速方速快速解决的方法。
And we always try to find the shortcut, the express way.
但是要带人回来, 没有秘诀的, 一定要花时间跟他在一起。
To turn someone back from the weakness, there is no shortcut or short route.
那相同的方向在讲, 代表什么?
What does same direction represent?
相同的方向代表什么? 向软弱的做软弱人。
To the weak will become weak.
为着要得着软弱的人。
In order to gain the weak.
这个叫相同方向。
This is to assume the same direction.
所以到最后主耶稣没有叫他回头。
So in the end, Jesus did not tell them to turn back.
是谁叫他回头?
Who told them to go back?
最后回头谁叫他回头?
Who was it that made them go back?
谁叫这两个门徒回头?
Who told the disciples to turn back?
他自己回头了。
Themselves.
所以真的, 我们要挽回一个信徒, 你如果每次打电话都跟他讲, 要来聚会啊, 要守安息日啊, 打了几次以后, 你会发现发生什么事情?
So what happens if you call a member and tell them, you need to come service, you need to come service, after you make this phone call several times, what happens?
最后他不接了,
they do not pick up anymore.
他一来客, caller ID, 这个谁打来的,
look at their phone, the caller ID tells them who is the caller.
又把他放下去,
so they just put the phone back in their pocket.
对对, 哦, 所以要让他自己 甘心约你，你不要叫他回来， 他自己会回来。
They themselves have to be the driving force of turning back, not you.
那这个叫做成功的辅导。
And this is what we call successful counseling.
那如果他不回来， 你一直要叫他回来， 他也不会回来， 再来， 这条线就断掉。
If you tell them to come back and keep insisting them to come back, they don't want to, then the line of communication breaks down.
哦, 那接下去怎么做？
So let us see what was done next.
十七节。
Verse 17.
主耶稣说你们在谈论什么？
Jesus asked, what are you conversing about?
为什么脸上带愁？ 他们就站住脸上带着愁容。
And they were sad in their faces.
为什么主耶稣要发问？
Why did Jesus ask them the question?
为什么？
Why?
要了解他们的状况。
To understand their condition.
所以要发问。
Therefore, questions are needed.
如果你去看一个医生。
If you go to a doctor, for example.
一坐下来, 他也没有听懂, 也没有问你, 就开始处方, 这好了, 会出去。
As soon as you step in, they are writing a prescription for you, neither listening to you or examining you, and say, here, take this and go.
你会不会去拿药?
Would you fill the prescription at the
你不了解我,
pharmacy?
你都给我这个要做什么?
You think you don't even know what's up with me, why do you give me this?
所以有时候有问题, 很多信徒很热心, 就帮忙, 出这个点子, 出那个点子, 那你就 我觉得你这个点子根本跟我的问题不一样啊。
Sometimes when a member has a problem, all the so-called zealous members jump in saying, do this, do that, try this or that. But the member knows that they don't understand them.
所以第一个要了解到底他的问题在哪。
So the first thing is to identify what is the problem.
所以主耶稣就要问问题啊。So
Jesus started asking.
让他讲才知道问题在哪。
Allowing the other party to express themselves and then identify the source of the problem.
所以我们要带领这个 信徒比较软弱要回头。
Therefore, when we guide the weaker members to turn back,
不要让对方没有讲两句, 好像机关枪一直扫, 圣经节一节一节, 哒哒哒哒的一直扫出来。
Let us not just keep the finger on the trigger and keep spraying around with the Bible verses and encouragements.
要先了解他,
but rather, let us understand, let them speak and express themselves.
了解之后, 默祷, 求神让我们 想到哪一节圣经节最适合他的需要。
After we have understood, let us say a silent prayer, ask God to reveal to us what is the suitable Bible verse we can bring to encourage the person.
只要大卫带那个五个石头，一个就够用了，不必打五个。
We know David carried 5 stones, he fought Goliath, but 1 stone was enough.
好，那再来。 到最后， 他们到太阳下山，
and the end at the sunset.
然后已经， 他就邀他一起坐下来吃饭。
And they asked him to stay with them for
31节。
In verse 31,
眼睛明亮， 就认出他来。
Their eyes were open and they knew him.
这个就是神的工作。
This is God's work.
所以我们要为这个 迷失的信徒祷告。
We need to pray for those who are lost.
让他眼睛明亮。
So that their eyes are brightened.
对主耶稣更清楚的认识。
So their eyes are open and they can know Jesus more deeply.
就是因为我们认识主耶稣不够。
Always the problem is that we do not know Jesus enough.
那世界的好, 用眼睛看就知道。
The goodness of the world is evident to anyone.
所以为着世界的好就把主耶稣 跑掉了。
So oftentimes, for the sake of the goodness of the world, we cast Jesus aside.
那眼睛开了, 对主耶稣有新的体验, 新的认识, 人就会回来。
Are open and we have new experiences in the Lord, then people will turn back.
那他就回想刚刚讲解圣经的时候, 不是心里火热吗?
So then they remember, weren't our hearts burning when he was speaking about the Bible?
所以我们跟一些软弱的信徒, 有时候虽然不是直接讲圣经, 但是讲我们的感受, 会让他心里这个 渐渐就温暖起来。
So sometimes the way of igniting the zeal back in the weak members is maybe not speaking about the Bible directly, but sharing our thoughts on what we read and learned.
所以, 这个带领这个两个人回来, 就是人的努力再加上什么神的同工。
Therefore, the ingredients for bringing these two disciples back were man's effort and God's abidance.
所以我们要带软弱的信徒, 就是我们要努力, 然后加上圣灵的同工。
The same thing would apply when we guide our weak members back. We make our best effort and ask God to guide and help.
这就是路加福音。
And this is the book of Luke.
那接下去就是约翰福音。
Next, we have the Gospel of John.
那约翰福音就是比较注重主耶稣的神性。
The Gospel of John emphasizes Jesus' divine character.
就是在描写主耶稣属天的一面。
It explains the heavenly aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ.
属神的一面。
It tells us how God-like he is.
所以前面三个福音都是讲主耶稣肉体的出生。
The first three Gospels tell about the birth of Jesus Christ in the flesh.
就是怀孕了。
Mary's pregnancy and Jesus' birth.
但是约翰福音讲主耶稣的出生就用另外一种方式。
But when the Gospel of John attacks the same topic, the point of view is completely different.
道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后十四节。
Verse 14.
道成肉身。
And the Word became flesh.
住在我们中间。
And dwelt among us.
这个就是主耶稣啊。
This is Jesus.
那主耶稣为什么要来人世间？
Why did Jesus come to live with men?
如果我们看十四节啊，
If we see verse 14,
主耶稣为什么要道成肉身来到人间？
Why did he become flesh and dwell among men?
充充满满有恩典有真理。
He is full of grace and truth.
就是要带给我们恩典跟真理。
He brings us grace and truth.
这个两个都需要。
We need both of these.
要恩典也要真理。
We need grace, we need truth.
如果我们一直强调恩典，
If we overemphasize the importance of grace,
没有强调真理，
and do not hold truth in importance,
我们信仰没有根基啊。
Then our faith has no root.
信仰体验很多。
We might have many experiences.
但是没有真理哦，没有分辨力。
But without the truth, there is no discernment.
因为我们根基不稳。
Because our foundation is shaky.
有时候容易动摇。
And so it is easy for it to shake.
所以有时候我们看那个信主后来又离开教会。
So when we look at the members that believe and then depart from the church.
有的也看过异象。
Some of them even saw visions.
看过宝血。
And they saw the vision of the blood of Christ.
体验过神迹。
They experienced miracles in their own flesh.
恩典很多。
They have many grace to show for and tell for.
为什么还是会离开？
But why would they in the end forsake the church?
对真理不够认识。
It is because their knowledge of the truth is not deep enough.
那对真理不够认识，觉得说，哎，信耶稣就好像为的就是这个。
Because they feel that they believe in Christ to receive all those good things.
一般人在拜佛是为什么？
Why do people worship Buddha?
为什么？
Why are people Buddhists?
拜佛主要有两个原因。
There are two main motivations for being a Buddhist.
发财保平安。
To be rich and be in peace.
那如果我们不认识真理，
If we do not understand the truth,
我们在信耶稣大概那个心态也是为着，虽然不一定是发财，为着物今生的好处，然后保平安，就这样而已。
We may come to Jesus Christ and only pray for and seek for peace and well-being in our material lives.
那这样的信仰很容易动摇。
This type of faith is easily shaken.
而且很容易跌倒。
And easily stumble.
所以还要真理的造就。
This is why the edification of truth is essential.
让他认识主耶稣是谁
？So that the person can know who Jesus is.
让他认识怎么生活才能够对得起神。
So that person can know what sort of lifestyle is worthy of God.
因为有的人虽然恩典得了很多
，because some people indeed receive much of the grace of God.
但是我们发现这个生活跟外邦人差不多。
But we realize their lifestyle is just like a non-believer.
他的观念跟外邦人差不多。
Their concept and thinking is similar to those who don't believe.
恩典得很多，但他整个观念就是人活着就是赚钱最重要。
They abound in grace, but their mindset is still fixed on making money and making money.
个性也没有改变。
The character is still what it was, no change.
为什么？
Why?
不认识真理。
Because they do not know the truth.
不晓得信耶稣最宝贵的是什么。
They don't know what is truly precious and valuable in believing in Christ.
最宝贵的不是这个地面上的恩典。
What is valuable is not the worldly grace.
最宝贵的是让主耶稣成形在我心里。
What is a treasure is for Christ to be realized in me.
让我们能够表现神的形象
，for us to exude the image of God，
跟神的性情有份
，to have part with the character and nature of God，
这个是最宝贵的。
This is what is truly precious。
但如果我们不懂得真理，就抓不清楚。
But if we do not understand the truth, we do not understand this concept。
是非抓不清楚。
We do not know what is right and what is wrong。
道理没有分辨力。
There is no this power of discernment when it comes to the truth。
所以。主耶稣来世界上就带给我们恩典与真理。
Jesus came and brought us a fullness of grace and truth.
我们这一节要在这里结束。
So we will conclude this session over here.
给大家一个作业。
I have a homework for you.
约翰福音里面有几个神迹。
How many miracles are there in the book of John?
请你把它列出来。
Please list them.
很简单的哈。
It is quite simple.
第二个。
Second.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
We have Jesus introduce himself seven times in the book of John.
那七次是什么？
What are these seven?
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.